When I ask my MAGA buddies what it is they like about the guy they voted for, they invariably say they want a businessman in charge. They don't care one pronoun about woke stuff, DEI stuff, touchy-feely BS. They want a capitalist, a captain of industry, a corporate magnate to steer the ship of state. They couldn't care less if he's been bankrupt a few times. They don't give a damn if he left his contractors holding the bag. They don't mind that he's a chronic liar, a convicted felon, an egotistical womanizer, or, well, much of anything, really, beyond the fact that he's a billionaire. It goes without saying, without analysis, that if he's filthy rich, he must be a savvy entrepreneur, exactly what this country needs. The wealthy just want a fellow one percenter to lower their taxes, get rid of burdensome regulations, cut the government down to size, and protect their interests. The business of America, they will gladly tell you, is business, pure and simple. If they get richer, if more of us get rich, the money will trickle down to everyone. Sure, they'll get more, but fair is fair. Government needs to get out of their way. A good businessman, most folks will tell you, hires excellent people to surround him. Experts, professionals. Trump gets rid of these people because, well, they aren't yes men. His people, sycophants all, are there to do his bidding and to flatter him endlessly. He is, he thinks, the smartest guy in any room. He listens to his gut. That right there is his genius. This week he put blanket tariffs on nearly every country on earth, even some with no populations, unless you count penguins or migrating birds. The price of nearly every imported product will be going up. Inflation will go up. A recession will be coming up too. More than likely now. If not, worst case, a full-blown world depression. The Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ plunged. His advisors are calling each other morons, and worse. The real business CEOs are running around social media with hair on fire, five-alarm incredulity. And my buddies are now desperate to get their retirement money out of the stock market, which is a roller coaster ride every day. We're going to find out soon if we elected a businessman, or just a tennis shoe salesman with dreams of grandeur.